Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, welcome to January of 2021. And I wanted to talk about how motivation can fizzle out, but your purpose is your power. For me, I have already started this new year with a little bit of my motivation fizzling out. I had met with my team in December. We plotted our quarter one. I did all my content for January. I recorded it. I was on fire. And then a member of my team, a family, had a family emergency. And so all of my content and all of my recordings for January have been delayed. And here I am staring down 2 days ago, having to come up with all new content on a short time frame. And as my team looked to me and were like, okay, what do you want to talk about? It was just like, this sucks. That's what I'm going to talk about. That life sucks and you just have to roll with it sometimes. And especially in a new year, how do you keep going if your motivation fizzles out? Why do I keep doing what I'm doing? That is because I have a purpose in what I do. And I'm trying something new today. So if you're listening, you probably won't see any or hear you. You won't see anything, but you won't hear any different. But I'm trying to record a YouTube video at the same time as recording my podcast. So virtually give me a high five if you see me on video, kind of moving on from screen to screen, because I'm being the technical girl right now, which I normally don't. So high five for me. But I wanted to talk about motivation deflating. And my purpose in my life is to help others learn and grow. Like, that is what I feel in my heart, in my soul, what I am meant to do. And it's what keeps me committed. So yesterday, the last couple days, my motivation tanked. And if I relied solely on motivation, that would have deflated me and stopped me. And as I look back through my life, my determination and my purpose have carried me countless times when my motivation fizzles out. So what is the difference? Motivation versus purpose. And that's what I wanted to discuss, as you know, I've had to shuffle around what I'm doing. Obviously, God has a different message and different timing for what he wanted me to share, and what needs to be shared right now, I feel, is how to find your purpose, how to let that purpose fuel your motivation, because your motivation can come and go. But if your purpose is solid, then you will be successful. So the purpose is the reason for which something is done or created. Your purpose is what fuels your motivation and ignites your power. For me, it has been several things throughout my life have been my purpose. But so saying we're kicking off a brand new year, let's say your goal is, your motivation, your goal is you want to be skinnier, okay? You want to be this certain size of jeans. All right, so you get ranked up, you get your butt to the gym, or right now you're doing some home workouts. Then you drive past Chick-fil-A and you smell their waffle fries. And in a moment of weakness, you stop and go through the drive-thru and you eat these waffle fries, okay? And then you have eater's remorse, you feel guilty, you're sabotaging your goals, and your motivation's gone. Does this sound like you? It has sounded like me, because it's been me so many times. I have ate my feelings and been in that cycle of my goal was just to be skinny. My goal was to be a certain size. But I have slowly learned that you need to change your goal to something that is purpose oriented. So not to be skinny, that's not a good purpose. Why do you want to be skinny? What's the purpose? How do you want to feel? How do you want to treat your body? Imagine you how you want to be. What are all the side effects that you're feeling because of that? For me, if you change instead of I want to be skinnier to I want to appreciate the body I have, I want to treat it with love and respect and grace. When you drive through the Chick-fil-A and you have your French fries, you're not going to be completely deflated that you're a loser and you got to get off your diet and, you know, February comes around and the gyms are empty. Why? Because people lose their motivation. But if your purpose isn't to be a certain size, but your purpose is to appreciate the body you have, treat it with love and respect and grace, sometimes you mess up. That's okay. Every day is a new day to be able to start again. Honestly, my New Year's present to myself for lots of years has been, I don't like making New Year's resolutions. There's enough as moms that make me feel so overwhelmed. It's like, I don't want to add more stuff that I can't add up to and then find myself even more disappointed that I can't do everything. But if you dial it down and find out what your purpose is, and that's what I want to talk about this month of January. As I've had to pivot my curriculum and my team on where we want to go for our message this month, it is finding your purpose. How do you find your purpose? What fuels you into being the best version of yourself? Okay, and let's see. Next on the docket is, it's freezing in my house. I have my thermal like leggings that you can't see because I got business on top, and super warm socks on the bottom. But I want you to really evaluate your goals that you have right now. What is the fuel behind your goal? What is the purpose behind your goal? And if you keep that in mind, you're going to be successful. For me, I hated to run. Okay, if you've listened to my podcasts since the beginning of time, I'm coming up on episode 39, but I hate to run. And I did not run unless I was being chased or unless there was a serious sale on Black Friday. Me and my cute dad used to do when I was a new mom 10 years ago. But you can do things that you never thought possible. And I know that. I have lived it. So rewind back to when my husband in 2011 was diagnosed with bone cancer. And I had a baby that was 8 months old, a 5 year old, let's see, eight, and then five, and then 8 years old. So 8, 5, 8 months. And our life completely got turned upside down. And I thought, there's no way I can do all this and try to function. But I did. You just do it, right? People wonder how you do things when you're going through a lot and they're outsiders, but you just get through it. You just do it. And I found myself eating my feelings like I had talked about before. And then a year and a half, I remember pushing the grocery store cart and being like, that's all. Don't be hard on yourself. You have a baby. You just had a baby. You've got a lot going on. And then I looked and my baby's like, Wyatt at that time was like a year and a half. And I'm like, no. My baby weight, like, it was consuming me, right? And my depression, my anxiety. And as I had talked about before in previous episodes, I went to the Lord. I felt like I needed to just start working out. So then my brother had this great idea that I needed to sign up for a half marathon with him. I ended up doing that. fast forward to accomplishing the half marathon was incredible. Never had I ever thought would I have ever been able to do something like that. But it started little bit by little bit. You know, for me, it was recording. I had an app called Map My Run, and I recorded my progress. And I don't like to compete against anybody else but myself. And so I would, you know, okay, I did that mile in 18 minutes. And then the next time it was like, oh, great, I beat my time. I did 17 minutes. And as I saw my progress, it fueled me. And then my motivation was coming home from a run and looking at my couch on my sweet husband, who was post-surgery and chemo and sitting there, who was All-State baseball and football and would have done anything if he could have ran alongside me and been able to physically move his body. And that became my purpose. And to this day, it still is my purpose. When I think, I don't want to run, I don't want to work out, I don't want to do this, I don't want to eat healthy, okay, give myself grace that I have the Chick-fil-A waffle fries. You know, tomorrow is another day. But my purpose is to live life and appreciate the body that I have and treat it with love, respect, and grace. And I have seen somebody sit there and wish so bad that they had a healthy body and then not be able to do what they physically want to do. And here I am on days when I'm sitting on a couch and I just don't feel like getting up and going to work out. I remember my purpose, and my purpose is to take care of the gift it is to be alive and have a body. And I think of Clint and how many countless times that he wished and prayed for a body to be able to do, even a cancer-ridden body, just to be alive and still deal with cancer. I mean, so many times we prayed, especially at the end, was like, please just let him live and have a quality of life and be able to battle this cancer, but be alive. And he really wanted more than anything to be there for when Wyatt started kindergarten. And that was his last goal that, you know, I'm proud to say on his bucket list was the only thing on there that he was able, you know, not able to accomplish. But, you know, we take for granted so many times the fact that we have healthy bodies and even have bodies that can move even if they're not healthy. And that's what gets me off the couch. That's what helps and drives and fuels me when my motivation is just gone. Because a couple days a week I might have like, yeah, I could do it, you know. But other than that, I'm just like most everybody else. My motivation fizzles. But it's my purpose that drives, and my purpose is to live my best life for Clint because he couldn't, and for my children, and for myself. And that's where we need to get in our goals and our objectives is, why do we do them? Why are we putting in the effort and energy? What's the purpose? And maybe a lot of goals will drop out when you reevaluate what your purpose is, and how do you figure out what your purpose is? And that, coupled with motivation fizzling out, finding your purpose, dealing with setbacks and disappointments, is going to be my focus of January. And then come into February is my original content of 9 things you need to give up if you want to live a happier life. And I'm excited to launch that with my team as well. But this month we're focusing on your purpose is your power. And how do you find your purpose? Hey, if you are lost and you don't know how to find your purpose, I want to help you. Okay, and so does God. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, he says, stir up the gift of God which is in thee. For God has given not the spirit of fear, and I might add, of not knowing what to do with your life, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So stir up that gift that's in you. Turn off your Netflix series. Turn on the connection that you have to heaven and figure out what it is that you're meant to do. And if you already know, keep going. Don't give up. Have you not heard of the movie Rocky? Okay? If you've not heard of it, you live under a rock, okay? But it is this franchise of movies that have killed it in the box office, been so insanely successful. But did you know Sylvester Stallone was making $1.12 an hour cleaning animal cages? He even had to sell his dog to pay his bills, okay? He went and got inspired to create a script because he was a struggling actor, but he wanted to, he got inspired, something within him, and he knew he wanted to write a script about an underdog boxer that comes up and wins and his struggles. Well, he wrote the script in 3 days. He went to an audition the next week and he mentioned it to the director, and the director was like, hey, I'll look at your script. Okay, and he was like, all right, that sounds good. And he went and brought his script to connected with the people. They looked it over and they're like, hey, yeah, we'll pay you $360,000 for your script. But there was a hitch. They didn't want him to star as the acting role. And that was his purpose for writing the script. That was his dream. That was what he wanted to do. So with $106 in the bank, he denied and rejected their offer of $360,000. And in a interview, I think I read it on Forbes, to paraphrase, he said, you know, I already knew how I could live broke. I already knew it. I was already doing it. So to shortchange his dream or his vision of what he wanted, he was out nothing right now. So why take the 360 and then give up on the purpose within him, which was his dream to star as the role? Why do that? Well, he didn't. And he held out. And they came back to him and they're like, hey, we want to offer you $1 million budget on the film and we will go ahead and produce it. Okay. So fast forward, you know Rocky, it's iconic, the 9 Oscar nominations that movie got. He took home 3 Oscars, and that film alone grossed over $200 million. And he didn't give up. He didn't let someone else sway his purpose of what he wanted to do. His motivation didn't fizzle because he had his purpose. Now that franchise is worth $1.4 billion that has grown into since they've made subsequent Rocky movies, which is incredible. The real quote from Tony Robbins, who I love, is the real joy in life comes from finding your true purpose and aligning it with what you do every single day. And that's what we're going to talk about this month, is finding your purpose and stories of people that have found their purpose and pushed past the motivation fizzling out. Thanks for listening, you guys. Do you need some help with a setback? Check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. I have worked with an incredible team and it is rocking. So check out my website. I have a free 4-day program. I have individual mentoring where I work with clients to help them figure out how to increase their happiness in their life and in their relationships and in business. So check out my website, and I am excited to be able to talk to you guys this month about finding your purpose. Put on your big girl pants and you can do it. When motivation's gone, purpose is your power. And let's figure out how to power you up this month of January.